Welcome, Kings, to the second episode of the Jack Latimer Podcast, the podcast where we want to inspire, educate, and encourage every man to become great kings in every aspect of their lives. In this episode, we want to discuss having confidence and being confident as a man. In Webster's Dictionary, the word confidence is defined as a feeling or consciousness of one's powers or a reliance on one's circumstances, a faith or belief that one will act in a right, proper, or effective way, the quality or state of being certain and having certitude. One thing that I've noticed in my adolescent years as a youth up until my adult manhood years of right now, and of watching my peers and of watching men in society, is that we still struggle or have struggled with the fact of the uncertainty of not knowing who and what we are supposed to be as men when it comes down to having confidence in each other or in ourselves. The lack of confidence shows up in every area in a man's life, particularly when a man is trying to find a wife, when a man is going after their dream job, or wanting to start a business, or wanting to venture out and do what he dreamed of doing ever since he was a little boy, whether it being becoming a pilot, whether it was becoming a professional athlete. Whatever he had his heart on or when he was younger up until now, confidence played a major role in him becoming who he is today, whether good or bad. When it comes down to relationships with women, we as men sometimes tend to be kind of timid or either shy when it comes to the opposite sex, mainly because the fear of rejection. When you're confident, you could care less of what that young lady may say to you. Because I always thought in my mind that the worst thing that she could say to me is no. And if we use that same mentality when talking to an opposite sex, we can use that mentality when we're applying for a job, our dream job, or starting their business. The worst thing that they can say to us is no. They can't hurt us. They can't hurt our bodies. They can't do anything that almost we allow them to do. Now, of course, in your presence of that lady or in the presence of that supervisor or their owner of their business telling you no, that they don't need your service or they don't want you, it hurts because we're human. But that no shouldn't stop the drive that's inside of you. That rejection from that lady shouldn't stop you to continue to pursue a wife if that's what you want, to start a family. That shouldn't deter you. That should either start a fire inside of you to try even harder, to work harder, to work on yourself, to better your craft, to better your skills, or it could put you in the dumps. Have you depressed? Have you sad? Have you complaining? But we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about how confidence can raise you up to the man that you want to be, and the man that you're going to be, and the king that you're going to be. Confidence, to me, plays a major role in who I am today as a man, and as a husband, and as a businessman, and as a person. I consider myself a confident man. But prior to that, I kind of had some issues with being confident in who I am as a man, as a husband, as a brother, as a son, just as a friend. Mainly because being raised by my single mother, I lacked that manly guidance, or that manly figure in my life to instill in me that I can do this, or that I can push toward my dreams no matter what the circumstances may be, no matter what or how hard it gets, to keep pushing. Without having that manly figure in my life to push me, I easily gave up. I easily gave in when hardships got in the way. I easily second-guessed myself. But then I started turning my mindset around. I started knowing that, okay, I may not have this particular thing in my life or this particular figure in my life to encourage me, so I will have to encourage myself. I will have to know that I will make it. I'm going to make it. Of course, thanks to God and Him saving me and Him renewing my mind to know that I can do these things. I am more than a conqueror. My confidence started getting stronger. I started believing more in myself. I stopped doubting if I could do certain things or not. I started relying not on what Rodney can do, but I started relying on what God can do in me and through me. Now, of course, that's something that didn't happen overnight. It was a process. It was a constant thing that I had to replay in my mind day in and day out. And I'm still doing it to this day. I'm still always replaying things or speaking things or rehearsing things in my mind to know that I'm going to make it. I will make it. I can do this. I will succeed. I am successful. Because if I didn't have the confidence that I have today, this podcast would not even be in existence. I wouldn't be right here encouraging my brothers to become great kings, to become leaders, not just in their households, their families, but in their communities, in their states, in their cities, in their countries, in this world. So this podcast for today is just going to reassure each and every one of you all that you are confident to do any and everything that you put your mind to, that you do have the confidence to push toward what you want to do and what you have a desire to do. Because the only person that is stopping you really is yourself. So what? Your father left you. Or so what? That person let you down. Or so what? The job told you no. So what? The bank told you no to this loan. The only thing you need is just yes. You need one yes that will change your whole life. A yes changed my life when my wife said she wanted to marry me. That's a life change. Me saying yes to doing this podcast is a life change. So whatever you put your mind to, and as well that you believe in, it's going to come to pass. I leave with you a scripture from Philippians 1:6. It says this: being confident of this, that he who begun a good work in you will continue to perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus. So that in a nutshell says that God is the one who created you to perfect this gift inside of you. So he's going to be the one that's going to fulfill it in you. But you also have to first take the first step of faith to doing that. So my brothers, not here to preach to you, but I just want to encourage you all that you have confidence. You lack nothing. You are successful. You are great. You are strong. You have everything that you need thus far to make your dreams come true. Keep holding on. Keep pressing on. No matter what may be going on in your life right now as we speak, some of you may be going through some tough times. Listen to this podcast. But there is hope. So, kings, until we meet again, be blessed and stay encouraged.